What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back here on a Sunday with Jasmine and Pepper. What's up, guys?
Hi.
What up?
Well, like we said last week, fuller cast, fuller like Madonna's pants, as Jasmine said.
And, don't be talking about Madonna.
Except we're short one cookie, so he's still down with the bird flu, swine flu, whatever the
he's
fuck it's called.
He's having morning sickness.
Morning sickness, as Pepper says.
Yes, he's prego.
Santa ate him for Christmas.
He's knocked up.
So, how you been, Pepper? You feeling better? Your morning sickness going away?
Yes, finally. Finally, after I had that abortion.
I legit thought you were pregnant. He was like, she's got morning sickness. I was like, oh my God, she's pregnant.
Yeah, but I had the abortion already. I just wanted him to be there to bless him and be the Nino, him and shit. Him and somebody. So, yeah. The kid got blessed and I had to abort it after. Boom, gone. So now I feel good. I'm able to drink and smoke.
After 8 hours of intensive labor, it was a stillborn in the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had to go with Nemo. It's going to go be the Little Mermaid.
So have you prepared your Mother of the Year speech? Or you're just going to wing it like last year?
My Mother of the Year speech? I am Mother of the Year. I am a single mother and I raise my child all alone by myself. I do very well, I think. Most of the time I'm kind of drunk, so I don't really fucking want to pay attention to that. But other than that, yes, I'm a good mother.
Careful, Pat. Careful you don't hurt your arm, Pat.
He hasn't gotten no one.
There,
he hasn't dearest. Gotten no one knocked up yet, so I'm doing a good job so far.
Yeah, I like the way she says that, yeah, and then looks down with shame.
I'm like, fuck. I'm praying every day. Supposed to be at church right now.
You're going to be granny in 8 more years, Pepper.
Mm-hmm. I bet you I'm going to be a grandma at 40. That's fucked up.
For who?
For me. My 40s, I'm a grandma. I'm going to make them call me Grandma Dearest.
But you know they're not, right? They're going to call you Grandma JB.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. No, it's not going to be JB. Oh, they're going to get slapped if they do that. My kid's not going to have kids.
If you do have grandkids at 40, is that going to make you feel old? Like older than you
yes,
do now?
Yes, I'm going to feel like I'm Which 50 or 60. Old. I'll feel real old if they start, grandma, fuck, don't call me that. I am not your grandma.
Oh my gosh,
so, Grandma Pepper.
I'm like, no, call me Pepper.
Grandma Pepper.
Yeah.
Tell us about that one time your vagina almost fell out.
Shit.
I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Where's your dad?
So last night, her and I and Fuck Checker and Squatty were all hanging out. And then these two start talking about fucking vaginas falling out when you get to be a certain age.
Yeah, if you don't do your shit.
It monopolized like 15 minutes of conversation talking about vag falling out.
Yeah, like you do your Kegels, right? Like you have to keep it tight. After you have a baby, you just have to. So some girls don't, and their muscles get really loose, and boom, it lands up falling out. Your butt could do that, too. Just falls.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's nasty. Like a
nasty.
Can you imagine you're just out in public, and boom, oh, sorry.
Like, fuck. You would feel that. Ugh.
Let me pick up my vagina off the floor.
It goes all the way to your butt.
It's like a vaginal hemorrhoid?
No, it like your vagina hole drops to the butt area, like. Your hole's down there or up there now. Your hole's connected to your butthole.
It just, like,
oh, my God.
Out.
Yeah, so do your Kegels every day. Always. I'm doing them right now.
It's her fucking public service announcement. We should put that one on Instagram. Remember, ladies, do your Kegels every day or your vagina's going to fall out.
And I'll be like, I'm doing them right now.
She's all, watch me go.
Yeah, look, see, I could still work and do them.
You should see if you can, like, have, like, a sign up for a class or something. You know, all females can just go together with some wine.
Yeah, just do your Kegels. You might get an orgasm off that.
You know how some people have paint night? You can have, like, Kegel night, you know?
That's a good one. We should
just
do that.
Just sit around a bottle of wine and squeeze your badge.
Basically, you never know who's going to fucking sign up for that shit.
And if they want to bring toys, they can.
Oh my God.
It's better when there's something in there, so it's tightening on that, so it stays that shape.
Everybody has to wear skirts.
And right? That is why Pepper doesn't have any eggplants in her house ever.
Whatever. What? Anyways, I'll hold the one down here in California. You can hold the one over there, okay? Got it? We're opening a franchise.
Instead of curves, it just says Kegels.
Oh, my God, curves. You're guaranteed to not make your vagina fall down.
Like, do you want to be a new Kegel ambassador?
Fucking Kegels, man.
You get 20% commission.
Who the fuck named it that? Kegels.
No,
sounds
we'll
like Kellogg's.
Or something. Like these weights, make sure that they can like hold shit in while it's in there.
I've seen that one time where some girl had something, yes, and she lifted that shit with her vagina. I'm like, wow, her shit is strong. Vagina,
remember, you know? When you asked me for an example of love at first sight, that would be one.
That shit was strong. Like, whoa, I can't even know. Can't do that. I could shoot bubbles up, but I can't do that.
Boyfriend was like, yeah, if you can like blow out a smoke ring out of that, I will marry you tomorrow.
You want me to teach you?
Like, or else, is it a deal breaker if I can't?
Oh my
God. Yeah, this is why we have to hold classes. You know?
Yeah, we should host those. I think we should do classes. Yep, we're going to do that.
And hopefully they go better than your sluts and trading classes.
Oh, I know. Nobody wants to join. They're not strong enough. These weak bitches. They don't want to hold out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kegels are, you know.
Maybe
you
this
can
class
don't
will go well. The Kegels. Yep.
So, what if you're in a coma and you couldn't do them? Would it just fall out when you woke up?
Oh, my God. I would be so mad. I don't know. I would make them put some kind of, like, contracting machine down there to make me fucking do them. Like, if I can't do them. I don't know.
Well, what would you say was worse? If you woke up from a coma and your vagina was on the outside, or there was, like, a baby outside of your vagina?
I'd honestly rather live with my vagina falling out.
Baby?
Yes. Fuck no, I'm not gonna raise that. I don't even know who it's from.
Just in case you were wondering if Pepper likes kids.
Nope. But I have one. That's my mother of the year speech. I don't like them, but I got one.
I don't have low standards. I just have a problem with saying no.
Standards? What the fuck is that? I went out with my dignity a long time ago.
Duly noted. So speaking of which, there was an article that that Fuck Checker found, and this woman that had been in a coma for 9-10 years, something like that.
That's horrible.
Had a baby. I guess somebody slept with her while she was in, you know, still in the coma. And then they noticed that she was losing weight, that her blood pressure was having issues, and so
imagine if it was like a gangbang.
Oh my God, I don't even want to imagine it, period.
Like, all the doctors like, were having a meeting.
Imagine when a group of like medical students just went into the room and just gangbanged this comatose patient.
Like, serious. Like, what if it was?
Fuck, who the fuck thinks of that, Pepper?
I don't fucking think about it. You're knocked out for 10 years. You got a gang banged by doctors. They held a meeting over
That's
you.
That's who?
Yeah, think
right
about
over
it.
There.
What if they were like, the patient has been under this for 10 years, so we got to figure out what we could do to get her out. And they all have their little session in there, and they gangbang her, and boom, wakes up with the baby. That was a cure. Oh, that's one way of like defending the whoever did that.
Well, now we know what's going to be on the next Maury show,
like,
right?
I saved your life, bitch. I fucked you back to life.
I mean, plus, like, think of the benefits of having somebody, you know, having sex with somebody in a coma. It's like, they're not going to say no to butt sex. They're not going to complain when you give them a facial. If you're into weird shit like feet, hey, there you go. Boom.
Ew.
Instant guilt-free foot job.
That's gross.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Poor girl.
Would that make her the ultimate pillow princess?
Yes. That's
Jesus Christ.
That's an limited edition package deal.
or the baby.
That's horrible, though.
The boy who lived.
The boy who
was. I feel bad. I personally feel bad.
That's sad.
I have a conscience.
Yes, so
I feel bad about this lady.
I feel bad for her. She has to deal with a kid for the rest of her life.
Well, at least she didn't like fucking pop out a random 8-year-old or something.
That's not even hers,
you know?
Though. Like,
wait, how was it? It's partly hers.
She didn't want that. She didn't want to make it. She didn't say put a baby in me.
Neither did your baby daddy, but yet.
Oh, he wanted a baby.
Your kid's inside.
He wanted a baby the day he met me, and I gave him one 8 years later.
So was it worth the wait? Absolutely
Fuck
not.
No. Should have had it younger, and he would have been old already. He would have been off.
That is kind of a curious place to get laid, though, the coma ward.
That's sad. I wonder where that. Where was the hospital at? Or what state or where?
It didn't really elaborate on, like, location or, you know, stuff like that. It just mostly about how
probably
a woman
like
in a coma.
Some foreign place.
For decades.
Like Muslims pregnant. Or something probably did that shit. They raped their women. They raped their women.
I'm thinking it was probably an inside job since, like, you, like, random people.
An inside
just
job.
Don't
you make it sound like it's like
a hospital.
A kill. An inside job. That's like not a kill. You're not going to kill somebody. It's not an inside
it's
job.
It's with the family. It's oh my God. It just gets that. Darker and darker as we go.
It's a sick person that did that. Poor girl.
Yeah.
Does she have the right to give the baby up?
I guess she wakes up, she probably will, but.
That's sad.
This is a patient that
I
they
hope
don't
she
know
never
if,
wakes up then.
If she's going to wake up ever.
Poor girl. She should not wake up.
Gosh, that's even worse. Jesus.
Her not waking
like,
up?
I don't believe it didn't say that she was on like machines were keeping her alive. It just like that she was in a coma, like probably on her own, but
that's sad.
Just not awake.
Maybe she doesn't want to wake up.
I mean, how fucked up can your life be?
Right?
You're like, oh God, that's just terrible. Like what if you put her in the coma to begin with and then she ends up like randomly, oh, I can't.
That's sad. Poor girl. Poor girl. Like I just say, I stay asleep. Don't wake up, girl. You don't want to wake up. It's better asleep. Like that's sad, poor girl.
I mean, there's things that are just as marginal. There's people that have sex with dead people, sex with pepper. You know what I mean?
Fuck
it's just
you, as... sex with pepper. Sex with pepper is great, right, babe?
So there are things that are along the same lines as, like, equally as scary and fucked up.
Whatever. Sex is great with us?
He's like, I take my life into my own hands every time we go into the bedroom.
I'd be like, if you don't say yes, I'll kill you.
My case in point.
You want that car to go through your window?
Oh my gosh.
So that's pretty messed up.
So
I'll pray for her next Sunday.
When you're going to church?
If we don't podcast, it's because it's podcast.
Right, right.
Yep. Money comes before Jesus.
I mean, I guess we could test the theory and see if...
What, you want me to go to church?
You would go to church if we didn't podcast on a Sunday.
No, I'll go Wednesday, the Spanish one. I don't understand it, but I'll go. It's the same thing, right? Still getting God in me. I'm going to his house.
I mean, it's not like you're going to listen when they're speaking in English anyways.
I know, that's true. I'm going to be playing fucking pop slots.
The only reason she's going to church is because the Wi-Fi is better there on Sundays.
Yep.
They should just. I wonder how long before they start doing church online. Like you just like log into the.
Oh, I know.
They do.
Do they? Oh, then I'm gonna sign up for that.
They do it in Christian churches all the time.
Oh, I'm gonna be Christian.
Worship.
Now.
Oh, like the one on the TV from the late '80s and the early '90s.
You're not talking about Christian Mingle. Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
Christian Mingle. ChristianMingle.com.
We said church on.
Church online?
We said, watching Sunday service online or attending Sunday service virtually. And
okay.
This one goes into fucking Christian Mingle.
That's like a church. You meet church people. talk
We're
about.
We're not talking about banging Christians. We're talking about...
Okay, well, I found one. I'm going to go on right now and
Jesus,
sign up.
Jesus, Pepper, get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, you shush. Okay, I'm on Life Church right now. I'm going to sign up.
Here.
You're Life Church.
Life.
Life Church?
Yes, I'll sign up. See, I could do both, podcast and go to church.
Oh my God.
All right, well, then there's no excuse for you not to be here next Sunday.
Yes, there is.
What an asshole.
Just kidding. I'll be here.
Dressed
I'll be here.
For church, too.
I'll be here. Oh, God, I got to come in my church clothes.
She's...
You're going to see me all with a big old fucking hat.
Would that be the skin-tight, flame-retardant onesie?
No, fucking gloves and shit, a fucking dress that covers all my whole body.
A cat suit?
Like a turtleneck or some kind of shit.
But all the material is flame retardant.
Just in case you burn.
Just in case.
Oh my God, yes. Don't put that holy water on me. Shit, I'll go up in flames.
She just kind of passes her hand over the holy water.
I pretend like I'm dipping it and I'm like...
Her blowjob eyes are ready.
She's like, I can't wait for the part where we kneel down.
No, I always look forward to the bread and wine.
She would look forward to the alcohol.
I go
you
back.
You know there's no alcohol in that wine, right?
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. It's fucking red wine. It's red wine. I know this because at my high school, I went to like the church where they keep all the stuff, the food. I had to get food for them or something.
Uh-huh.
And I found bottles of wine. So I was like, hell yeah, that's the church wine.
Are you fucking an altar boy?
No. Ew. I never dated anybody in school. Not an altar boy.
Oh.
I didn't date no one in school. I just, no. I had to see them every day.
It's like, no. Nobody you knew.
No, nobody in my school. I dated elsewhere, but not there.
Nobody was willing to risk it.
No, I just didn't want to know. Like, I would have to see them if something happened.
It's like, they're all at school. Fuck no, you don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, I go with that too.
Yeah, no.
You don't shit where you eat. Amen.
Why do at my house?
Oh, God.
My boyfriend's my neighbor. Neighbors are always good.
That's just because you keep taking your food to the bathroom. I told you to stop doing that.
It's gross. I love you, babe.
I told her the first time, stop doing that. It's gross. She's like, don't tell me how to live my life.
Don't tell. Exactly. Shit, I'll tell you.
I don't take my food in the bathroom. I think that's gross, too.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
She doesn't do that, and she's going to go to church.
I cannot fucking take food while I'm shitting. No, that's gross. Ugh. Maybe my gum, but not that, like, no food. Like, whatever I'm chewing in my mouth.
She has to take the fucking spearmint with her to pass the time. She's going to be in there for a while.
I take my vape.
She's like, I'll take a Snickers every once in a while, but it's going to be a really long sesh.
Ooh, that sounds so good right now.
Fucking not going anywhere for a while.
Whatever. Don't talk about my bathroom time.
At least she started washing her hands.
It's personal. So I have fun.
Thank God you're not a teacher.
Whatever.
The youth of America are already fucked enough as it is.
Oh, shit.
Could you imagine?
Why would you say that? That's not nice.
Could you imagine what if Pepper was a sex ed teacher?
I would give good fucking advice. There would be some happy husbands.
Oh, my God.
I would actually enjoy this. I would like for you to be my sex ed teacher, Pepper.
What do you want me to teach you?
All right, Pepper, let's put it this way. If you were a sex ed class, what would you teach?
What did I teach? Anything you want to know. If you had a question and if I knew it.
From the basics. You have to start from the basics.
Like, what are the basics?
All right,
for
what
you?
Are the basics, Pepper?
What are the basics for you? For me, it's okay, like you touch, you fuck, and that's it. Like,
Duster's a little boy and I'm a little girl, and.
Oh, you can't do that at that age.
Yeah, tell Jimmy that.
Jimmy needs to stop yanking it. He needs to stop yanking it. I'm like, poor kid, I wish he asked me for that kind of advice. I'd be like, this is how you do it. Like, and I would show him on a banana. And I'd be like, you know,
like, like on fucking Big Mouth, with
I'm like,
her
you gotta
sitting
go
there
like
with
that.
The condom rolling it down. Oh, great! Now it tastes like condom.
And then you get your other hand and you get your balls, like, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Really graphic. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to learn how to like suck a dick?
I'm gonna pass.
So you don't have to hurt yourself.
I'm gonna say wrong cousin.
So you don't have to hurt yourself. You know, you get strained sometimes. You're like, hurry up and come. Like, there's a thing you do. Like, you go like that. You have to move up and down while you're sucking. And then
okay.
Grab the balls a little. And eventually, it will pop. That's how I would explain it to kids.
I could see that interview after her first class. Okay, now on the doll, Timmy, tell us where she touched you.
Whatever, I don't touch kids. That's gross. I don't touch kids. I touch young men.
She's like, I touch and enhance their lives.
I make them better.
What do they know? They're fresh out of high school.
Exactly.
Train them while they're young.
Exactly. Like, come, you don't want to have what that you have to like try to
come to
mold
sex ed class.
You want it to be like
make
you.
Sure they have mommy issues.
You train it and you mold it yourself. Not come mold and you got to fix the creases. No.
Serious. Dead on serious about this.
Always good.
Legit career.
Because they're into learning new things and shit, so you just teach them what you want.
We should have posters made. Come on down to your local Kegel center and,
and
join Pepper's free sex ed class.
Yes, we're going to do that. We'll be Friday night sex class, and then we'll do Taco Tuesdays, the Kegels. Taco Kegels.
Everyone needs to bring either an eggplant, a banana, a cucumber. Is that how this goes?
Whatever they desire. Just tell them whatever's your choice of fucking what flavor. I don't know.
She's like, I don't care. Whatever fits in their mouth.
Their mouth. Whatever fits in the holes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you need to bring three different sizes, go ahead.
In her case, it would be big, bigger, and biggest.
This is how you handle.
Yes.
This? Yes. Okay. So you need a peeled banana and an unpeeled banana?
You need whatever you need. You want to put a dildo, banana. Oh, big sticks are good. That's really good to learn off of. Because it tastes
what?
Good. A big stick. If you ever want to learn how to like deep throat and suck dick.
Big stick.
Yeah, big stick. Because it tastes good and it soothes your throat, numbs it kind of, like, so you know how to relax it.
You're talking about a popsicle?
Yes, a big stick popsicle.
Oh, okay.
If you
want
to learn how to suck
Got
dick
it.
And deep throat, like, just.
And the show has hit an all time low.
So, what else do you guys want to know?
So, all right. Fucking Dr. Phil.
Don't fucking call me that. I'm not no relationship saver.
Okay.
I'll save your sex, but not your marriage.
So, you were talking about the basics. The basics. Go on. What other basics?
Well, I don't know
should
what
we
basics
know?
Are for you guys. I don't know. Kissing, touching, fucking what? Mine's are basics are not really basics.
Okay. What are your basics?
Were you ever scared of a dick the first time you've seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the first time I saw it, yeah, and put it in my mouth. It was very scary. But I
why? Did it have teeth? Or was it going to
no.
like fucking bite? Did it have an extra hand? It was going to like fucking clock you
it
in the jaw?
It was my first
like,
time.
Fuck?
It was my first time. I don't know what the hell to do with that. Like, it's big, and
now,
I didn't know.
My next question, the first penis that he was seen, now, was it flaccid or was it hard?
It was hard. It was,
hard. So yeah. What's your reaction the first time you
I was
had,
like, oh my, I don't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to put it in my mouth. It was too big. Like, I was
oh,
like,
it was too big flaccid.
Yeah,
holy
it was
shit.
Big. So I'm like, the guy was tall. Yeah, it was big. And I was like only 13, 14. So I was like, oh my God. That thing, I don't even know what to do with that.
See, that just proves my point.
Oh, I'm sorry, not 13. 16. Because I lost my virginity after
that's
16.
Just by 3 years. Okay.
Yeah, I lost my virginity at 15, and I sucked dick at 16. I did it after, backwards.
See, when you're a Mexican teen.
What?
What?
The best time to get pregnant.
No. I didn't get pregnant. I was smart. I was on birth control.
And not rapey?
I could, because I wasn't going to get pregnant or anything, and I used condoms.
So you knew how to cover your tracks at an early age, is what you're saying?
Yeah. It was with a boy that I was with for a lot of years. It wasn't just some random.
She's all, not that time.
No, I just had sex with somebody for a lot of years. And then that was it. But yeah, I learned off him.
God, my first time, it was like, we couldn't even get the condom on.
Oh, I can. That's his responsibility. That's not mine.
It kept falling off, guys.
I got to pop that pill in my mouth every day. You got to fucking put your own condom on.
And then that's when I probably knew that I probably need to explore a little bit more. So I went on like one extreme to the next, and the next person that I had sex with had like a piercing.
Oh my God. That's scary. I've never had that.
Prince Albert?
No, I've never had that. That's scary. I'd be like, it's going to get stuck in there or something.
Oh, it's not. No? I don't know what other women feel like about that, but I wasn't feeling it at all.
Was it a feel good at all?
It's just cumbersome. Like, it just... Yeah, it didn't really feel anything.
Babe, pierce your penis. And then you could take it out after. I just want to see what it feels like.
No, Squatzel's off camera. She's not looking at me.
No, I'm looking at my guy.
No, because I'm like, fucking camera, it looks like you're looking at me. I'm like, no, Squanto's sitting right over there.
You're like, no.
I was like, there's enough holes in my, all the holes that are in my dick that are going to be there are already there.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at my little man right here. You can't see him.
She just like held on my crotch for you, Jester, when she said that. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, you can't have sex for, like, a few months after you get a piercing down there.
Fuck that.
Even the girls, if they pierce themselves, they can't?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They shouldn't. I know someone who did, like, after, like, maybe a week or two, and I'm like, girl, no.
But you're piercing your clit, so it has nothing to do with anything down the hole.
Yeah, but
you can still get infected. You don't want to...
If it's just pierced on your clit.
Maybe she shouldn't teach sex ed. She doesn't even know how a vagina works.
I know how a vagina works. No, I don't, actually. I just know how to stick it. Just put it in there. If you want to play with it, go right ahead.
She's like, I don't know what it does, but I know stuff goes in there. So just
I know where it goes. That's it. You can play with whatever else.
No, it's not really pleasurable. Like, it's okay.
The only advice I wouldn't be able to give is how to eat, because I don't like that myself. Like, like down there.
You don't like going down, or you don't like people going down on you?
I don't like people going down on me.
And why is that?
I don't know. Just don't like it. Like, I'm self-conscious, because I hear a lot of people saying about girls, so I'm like, I don't want to be talked about like that.
Like what?
Just like, ew, that girl smelled her. Ew, that girl has this. Look, like, did you see her lips? Like, I've had guys as friends, and they would talk about girls like that. And I'm like, ew, I don't want to be one of those girls.
Well, I mean, I think if you're not, like, an extreme, you're not really going to get talked about like that. I mean,
but I know, like, I don't smell and I don't taste bad, but I still would think, like, what does the other person think?
I mean, and the thing that you have to keep in mind with that is that you can't smell yourself.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You could get your finger and get it and, you know.
No, like, I don't know, I mean, your reasons are your reasons, but it just kind of seems like if you're right, if you're not an extreme, like, then why would you worry about it?
Is she having sex?
I doubt it. Maybe she's just taking shit or something.
She said, oh, yeah. Are you having sex?
No, she went to go get a cigarette. She just said
She said,
that.
Oh, yeah. I heard her say that.
I just had to take a phone call real quick.
Ooh, that was a sex call.
No.
I heard you say, oh, yeah.
No, he's coming.
Why, did somebody say his pepper dumb as shit?
Oh, shut the fuck up. I am not dumb. You're dumb. I'm smart.
So she says one of her hang-ups for having people go down on her is because of the self-conscious thing, not wanting to be a topic of discussion. And I told her, if you're not an extreme, like, there's no extreme odor or there's no extreme visual,
I know,
like, it's
but
not going to happen.
Maybe,
like,
I don't think that, and somebody else
hold
might,
on, hold
somebody...
on. So you don't like it when guys go down on you?
No. I mean, I enjoy my boyfriend. He does it good, but I'm not. It's not something I prefer. Like, it's not something I must have. I'm like, it's okay.
Are
if you
just self-conscious in what's going on down there? Because I feel like most of the time, like, I used to be before, I would be like, oh, I'm a little self-conscious about it. And then I look at other people's vaginas and I'm like, okay, well, that looks different from mine. And mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's look different.
Well, mine's
pretty,
but I'm just worried about the order. Like,
I love how she had to clarify that. My shit looks pretty.
Mine is pretty. It's fine and it's intact, but I'm just worried about the smell.
It's still, everything's still where it goes.
It's picture ready.
It's moving ready.
Selfie.
Wow.
You just don't like the sensation. See, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm fine with it.
I'm just thinking about in my head, like, do I taste bad? Do I do that when the guy's down there and I think I don't get to enjoy it because I'm thinking that? Because I'm just worried about what I taste like or what I smell like to them.
Honestly, no guy is going down on you for the taste. It doesn't happen.
Why not? Like, you would want something tasteful,
that's
though.
That's not why we do it.
But wouldn't you want something tasteful? Like, not something nasty?
It doesn't matter. That's not why we're doing it.
Why
are you doing it? Why
are
you guys doing it?
Okay, so like,
because you make us feel fucking guilty for not doing it.
I never. That's see him with me. I'm opposite. I'm like, you don't have to do that. Just do
remember
that.
When you used to go down on me all the time.
Oh, I don't say that shit. I don't say that.
I'm gonna nerd out on this very like for a little bit. Females are acidic. Like the pH balance down there is acidic anyway. So that's why people say like it has like a little bit of a tang or whatever. Am I right, Jester? Yeah.
Vagina smell.
More of a tang. Versus like, well, I can't ask you the same question with guys come, obviously. But
wrong cousin.
Guys come is just it's just different versus a girl. So, I mean, there's really, I feel like I don't want to have any sort of, like, I don't want to think about it, like, oh, you know, like, be self-conscious about it, because I think every woman should be, like, okay with it. Yeah. If it happens, how I feel about it is if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's often, then, oh, well, whatever. But.
Yeah, that's how I am. But I'm like, don't do it. But I'm like, no. But if you want to, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm kind of trying to learn to be a little bit more, like, aggressive, I guess, with guys. Because I'm so used to being, like, the opposite.
Oh, a pillow princess?
No, submissive. I want to be more aggressive versus, like, submissive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm the opposite now. I'm like, I used to be the one to fucking give me it, put it in. Now I have to just lay there.
You have to just lay there.
You have to lay
there.
Is that how you're passing off your laziness now?
No. I mean, I love it. It's good. But I want to be the one, too. Yeah, I can't be that.
You can't be what?
Like, overpowering or over, I don't know. Like, I'm going to fuck you tonight.
You can't be that girl.
No. Not no more. Yeah.
Really?
Because my boyfriend doesn't.
Well, it's
like kind
of hard when she's 5'3 and 110. Like,
shut the fuck up.
I mean,
he's like the controller. Like, I want you. Like, no, let me be in charge.
Could you see her trying to manhandle somebody at 5'2?
Her play between like two. It's kind of different to be like both.
Yeah, I like to be well because I've always been the controller all the time. I've always took charge. I've always been the one to like get you in your sleep. Now I'm like, okay,
easy, Bill Jr.
Whatever, I'm not rapey.
Hashtag me three.
Hashtag me
three. There's a room full of like, well, I don't know, who's the aggressor with you, Jester? You are.
It kind of me only three. Works that way. I mean, Fuck Checker is significantly smaller than I am. She's not doing too much manhandling
right?
in the bedroom.
She's all pushing him. He's like standing there looking at her.
No, I did have one girl in college that I slept with. It was like a spinner. She was 5 feet and like 85 pounds. And I was about the same size I am now. So her trying to like, and she was used to being the aggressor because she was like, used to sleeping with like people that were much smaller than me, So yeah. She's over here trying to do her thing and be all aggressive, and like she's basically just like fucking twisting my clothes around and like making me rock like this, but like not really doing anything.
You fucking Gumby, it's like it's not going anywhere.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Like punch you and you're just like, what?
The funniest part was she had hardwood floors and she just like she had stripped everything down and the socks were the last thing to come off, right? Or she was gonna take them off last. She was gonna go to push me on the bed. She goes and she pushes me as hard as she can. And remember, 85 pounds versus like 250. And she's wearing socks on hardwood. Her whole body slid backwards and she went straight down on the fucking floor. Face down, butt ass naked except for her socks.
Poor girl. Oh, sad.
The worst part is she looks
blue.
The worst
like
part.
Literally.
Yeah, she just like fucking. And the worst part is she looks up and she's like, how the fuck are you still hard?
Oh my God. Girl.
Let's make a list of things we've broken while having sex.
Oh fuck, I broke my vagina.
Jester's first one is an 85 pound woman.
That is so sad. You're so mean. He's like a big giant.
Broken anything while having sex?
I broke my vagina. Well, I don't know if it's breaking, but when it like pops, like pow, feels like one of the bones snap in there or whatever. Like I'm like, ow, what the fuck? Yeah, and his or was it your dick? I think his dick cracked or I don't know something. Boom, and I was like, ow, that hurt me too. Yeah, so broken your whatever muscle or vagina and dick muscle. Being slammed too hard. Don't do it too hard.
You're breaking body parts. Y'all are breaking people.
I got broken.
I slipped.
I was the victim.
I slipped off of a fucking off of the edge of the bed one time, and I fucking almost broke my ass cheek because like, we're dogging. I was facing forward, and we're like right at the edge. And my, like, fucking knee slipped, and I fell straight backwards, and I, like, tried to catch myself, and I couldn't, went fucking straight down off of the bed right on my fucking ass cheek.
Ow, your ass bone, that best.
I bumped my head a few different times.
Oh, my God.
That was just foreplay, too, just bang, and I was like... I started cracking up because it hurt so bad. I swear to God, I think it was like, I probably had a concussion, but I kept on going anyways.
You're like, it hurt so good.
I had a girlfriend and a girl that I was seeing in high school, and I came over because her parents were gone for the night. And she tried to be like all sexy and playful, and like she like we were just sitting there talking, and we're on her couch, and you know, she just like fucking jumps on me. And so I went back thinking, okay, whatever, cool. But her couch had those wood armrests. So we were sitting in the middle of the couch. So when we went backwards, my head like just right on the fucking wood armrest with like all her like all on top of me. She's like, oh yeah, I've been waiting for this. I'm like, yeah, great, me too.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I'm like, you almost got to have coma sex.
Oh, shit. That was not nice. Don't get in a coma, huh? That's going to be my fear in life now. I don't want to be in a coma.
What about furniture? Have you broken any furniture?
No.
No, not broken any fingers.
I don't think furniture, no.
Furniture, yes.
How am I going to break furniture?
Like, like the bed frame, like the bed frame, like when you're doing it in the fucking the wheel of the bed frame.
I'm like a little
fucking
midget troll. Like, how am I gonna break the furniture?
Well, one time we were trying not to make the bed like bang on the wall so much, so he was hanging onto the bed frame so hard while, you know, like just banging me, and I guess he held on it so hard he fucking snapped it.
Oh wow.
He snapped the fucking banner nut, and my OCD ass was like, oh, fuck. I will wood glue it.
Like, bitch, you owe me a bed.
It's still there. It's still fucked up. But, you know.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, no, you're buying me a bed tomorrow. I know which one I want.
So, and, like, my bed frame has, like, these, like, it's, like, slats, right? Like, on the wood bed frame. It's a wood bed frame.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just I had one of those. I took it off. I'm like, fuck that. It's too, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Take it off. Just sleep on your fucking, what is it, those box bed things on the fucking floor. You don't hear shit.
Fuck Checker and I, like, messed up the floor of a very nice hotel room. Because the bed was, I guess, not intended to move around. And we were doing it, and it just kind of slid, and the floors were, like, hardwood. And so, like, there was, like, these big, like, fucking gashes, like, all the way from where the fucking bed traveled. Damn. All from the headboard all the way to, like, fucking 3 feet away. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
It was funny. I had sex in a hotel room, and, like, at the very end of the night, we both of us just stared at the bed, and the frame was like this, and the bed was like a quarter of the way towards, like, the wall. And we both looked at us, each other, and we're like, oh, God, okay, that was a fun night. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Let's move the bed. Like, that awkward, yeah, let's move the bed back where it goes.
Oh, well, at least you didn't hurt yourself.
No, I didn't hurt myself. Just sheets. Any messed up sheets?
Messed up sheets.
That's given, right? Messed up sheets, messed up towels. God. That's why I always get white. That way you can just bleach it.
Oh, my God. That's
see, Pepper, there you go. There's your problem.
I don't care.
Just get him white sheets and just bleach them.
Ew. No, I put some light sheets on his bed this time, this last time, because the last time they were like a navy blue. So you see all those fucking spots all over. I'm like, damn, what the fuck did you do? They're all little white dots all over. Sick.
Like, you would think like that the sheets
were
it.
Polka dots. Yeah, white polka dots and
oh
shit.
My God.
That's they were all over the fucking pillowcase, all over the damn sheets.
People
the
were
bottom.
Coming over, they're like, oh, where did you get him those Jackson Pollock sheets?
I'm like, oh,
I know,
my God.
Right?
He made them himself.
So, you know, I'm going to put
that's
light
very sheets. Creative.
That's cute.
So I put light sheets on, and now it's like I can't see that shit. Whatever he does, oh, well. If he likes to lay in it, that's his business.
Sleep in it, pig.
That's gross. I'm like, fuck.
Lay in your own filth.
I'm like, you keep doing that shit's going to fall off. It's nasty.
Oh, my God.
Then I don't have to worry about being a grandma. I won't be a grandma, see? It falls off.
I could just see Pepper doing that. What do I do about the mess? Sleep in it, pig.
Right? Yep. Wear those same socks. I'm not washing for another
you
week.
You make a quilt out of like towel material for him for Christmas.
I'm like mean like that. Like, fuck it, I don't care. You want to be a dick, I'll be a bitch.
She has a jizz rag dispenser.
My
instead
mom's
of
worse.
The fucking hand towels, he just pulls out jizz rags.
My mom's way where she's like, next time use a towel or a tissue, why do you got to do it all over your bed? And I'm like, oh my God, mom.
Give you a diaper genie, but just use it for the jizz rags.
I used to have one. Fuck that. I ain't washing that jizz rag. You better learn how to just reuse. I'm not washing jizz
rags. We should give it to him and we'll relabel it. Instead of it saying diaper genie, it'll say jizz rag genie.
Gross.
It'll go along with his fucking Spotify jerk off playlist that we're gonna
oh
make him.
Oh my God, for his birthday. You guys are stupid.
It's like oh, have a baby.
That would be a cute little present, huh?
We'll shower instead of a diaper genie, a jizz rag genie for anyone that has a son.
I'll post the pictures of the
oh,
the Spotify playlist.
Instead of like
on
a diaper
website.
Cake, instead of like those diaper cakes they make for baby showers, we'll make the like cloth cake with a bunch of towels. Like a cake.
Make the cake a big Jergens bottle.
And in between, put like oils and shit.
condoms.
Something, like, fuck. I know, I gotta buy lamb because he's allergic to latex.
What if the fuck. Cake you made him was just a dick with a hand around it?
Like, it's like a no, of
I'm gonna put his picture. I'm gonna put his picture on the fucking cake of him laying there like that. Fucking sick ass.
He turns 18, like a coming of age party. You make him like a little
chocolate frosting fucking cake, and then we'll put the white splurting out over the cake. Oh, that'll be a good one. I'm gonna look that up on Pinterest.
Jack off cake. Yeah, yeah, what happens if you type jack off cake into fucking
I'm gonna
Pinterest?
Do it right now.
You would.
I'm gonna see what it brings. You better bring me something good. Cake.
So there you go. That's what you're getting for his birthday. A jerk off.
I bring fucking Jack Nightmare Before Christmas.
Age birthday when he turns 18. And then you'll pass out like these little bingo cards. But instead of like the bingo, like, see, I'm so creative. You'll have like pictures of girls moaning. And it will be like labor or porn.
Oh, my poor son. He's going to be embarrassed for his 12th birthday again. He's always embarrassed every year, huh? When were we singing for happy birthday? What did I say this past year? I was all fucking high, and then you're like, we're singing happy birthday. And I'm like, happy birthday. Or what did I say? I was like all downed and out. I don't know. And Andy's like, oh, shit.
Happy ruined vagina day.
What a dick. Why could you say that? Then I started thinking about that, and I didn't want to sing anymore.
And then she's like, fuck, my vagina's going to fall out. Mm-hmm.
I started looking at him like, you ruined me.
all spiteful and vengeful.
I'm like, yay, hurry up, blow out the candles so we can cut the cake.
That'll be your son's coming of age party, and then my daughter's coming of age party would be just a bunch of like pads and tampons and like red everything.
This cake I found, I don't know if you guys can see
blood
it, but
splatters.
It says the older you get, the harder you have to blow, and it has a bunch of penises all over the cake. Like, I don't know. Do you see it? Oh, wait. It's going to get light. Yeah. Hold on. Yes, go back here.
Oh, I see it. I see the penises.
They're like all over the cake, and it says that. I don't know how you make it all.
I don't know. That's about as good as
you get. Maybe I mean, you can try it on like Mr. Potato Noses from here, but yeah, you can make out a penis
can
if you have
see
a dirty
that?
Is
that?
Now I see it. Now I see it.
Sick, huh? That's dirty. Yeah, so happy birthday to him.
And with our Kegel, you know, business, Kegel classes business, yes. We'll have like, you know, party planning businesses for coming of age kids.
At your kid's party, we'll be there to support you. To not remember that day what your kid did to your vagina. You'll be a happy day that day. Fucking kids.
Every year she walks in and she's like, today's the day I get to punch you in the face once.
No.
This is payback for ruining my vagina.
I get to hit him the age he is. So this year I get to hit him 12 times. Fucking 12 times. Boom, boom. I'm like so excited for that day. It's hump day that day too. Wednesday. Woo, woo. I'm going to get a beating and then mom's going to take a beating.
Shit.
Because it's hump day.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Yep.
Vaginas and dicks for everybody today.
Yep. It's a cock and a vajayjay party.
Wow.
Who wouldn't want to like that kind of party?
I don't even think I need to get laid anymore today.
You see?
After
just take
podcast.
My classes on the podcast.
Right.
We'll talk about sex more often.
After listening to her give sex ed, I think my penis is officially just for show.
It's retired.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
hang it up now before anything
I'll
really
never retire.
Happens to
me. I'll never retire. I'm never retiring.
Step time.
Oh, She's like that streaker that said she was going to retire and then stuck it out for one more year.
I'm going to stick it out for many years.
Until she's a grandma.
Yeah, until I'm on my deathbed. That's it. Done.
Until she's a grandma. I mean, she's old enough to be one.
Fuck you. I'm not a grandma. I'm not even a mom. Shut up.
No argument.
Whatever. Do you think I'm a good mom?
Why do you ask me stupid questions?
I'm an awesome mom.
That are just going to get me in trouble.
I'm a fucking awesome mom. I'm the best mom there is.
Easy, mommy dearest.
Oh, I miss him already. Oh, my God. Gotta go see what that little monster's up to. Oh, Jesus. That little angel of mine.
Better have bought laundry detergent today for grocery day.
Oh my God.
Did you restock him on conditioner? I'm sure he's
fine.
Oh,
my conditioner's gone. That's why my hair looks like this.
Really? That's why?
Whatever. My hair does not ever look like this. So, I don't know. I didn't even know what to do with it today. So I just said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it look cute. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, nailed it.
And I don't care. Whatever. I am who I am. Take me as is.
If you don't like it, look the other way.
Exactly. If you don't like it, look the other way. And if you don't like to hear about it, then tune out. If I can put your earplugs. Because I don't care.
Because she's 48 and she can.
No, I'm not 48. I'm only 25. I'll be 26 this coming month.
Isn't that sad that your go-to age is like... Basically, you just double your...
No, okay, I'm going to be 31. I wish. Man, what were you doing in your 30s? What was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was being a mom. Let me go back more.
Bit of a stretch,
isn't
it?
When I was 26. Those were the fun years. Those were the ending years.
And it's
the retirement years.
Yeah, I retired at 26. Had to be a mom.
Pass the torch.
I had to get my shit together in 1 year. 27, boom. You're a mom.
Well, I mean,
I did not do that on my own.
Mostly.
No.
Well, you said he was passed out. Like,
I said he was asleep.
It didn't sound like he was participating.
He woke up after.
Okay, wait, after you were done?
Yeah, and I told him, I don't know, finish yourself.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, it was a little late for that, right? I mean, because...
It did a little bit, but I was done.
9 months later.
I know, my child. Oh, God, I love that kid. I have to say that.
If anything, you should be teaching classes in karma.
Oh, my God. I could teach that. I could teach that.
And all you do is just talk about your day.
I should have, like, oh my God, I should have named my son that, Karma.
You start off with the setting of how your son was conceived, and you tell that story for 2 minutes, and then the rest of the time you just talk about your normal day.
Oh my God. That would be horrible. No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not mean. I'm nice. Love my son. Yeah, right. Okay, anyways.
How do you sit there and just lie like that?
You just gotta believe it. That's
believe
all you
yourself.
Have to lie.
Everybody else will
I believe
in
it
you
inside
too.
Me. So as long as I believe it and I stick with it, then there's no, you know, it's not a lie. It's true. That somebody taught me that. I think it was my grandma. As long as you believe in me, it's never a lie. I said, okay, grandma, that's what I'll do.
This is the same grandma that said you shouldn't spit on people because you're not Jewish and the Jews spit on Jesus?
Yes.
And the same grandma that said if your boyfriend massages your tits, they'll get bigger?
Oh, yeah. And she also said, always, mija, get yourself a spare tire because in case the other one goes flat. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Grandma. What did I miss?
My grandma. My grandma's crazy.
Her grandma told her, you shouldn't spit on people because you're not Jewish and the Jews spit on Jesus.
She said about
if her boyfriend rubbed her tits, they would get bigger.
And then she said, Mija, you always have to have an extra tire in case the other one goes flat. A spare tire in case the other one goes flat, meaning boyfriends.
Oh.
And what was the first one we said? We just said the first one. My grandma was horrible, yeah.
You shouldn't spit on people because you're not Jewish.
No, the one before that.
Oh, the rubbing the tits thing?
No. No, there was four of them.
Oh, then I don't know. You're old. You forget stuff.
Fuck you. I'm fucking old. Oh my God, I'm going to be 40 soon.
Soon?
Like 2 more years.
Really?
Like
again.
I'll be 39 in March. Again. And then 40 next year. 2020, we're having a party.
For like the fourth or fifth time.
Whatever, I am not over 40.
She's like, I've never said I was over 40. Not once. I don't care if it's true.
You know what? 40s are the new 30s.
That's just something.
Oh, so you're turning 40?
No, like 2 more years. I'm turning 39 this year.
Again.
No, okay. I'm 39. I was born in 1980, so shut up. He's lying to you. He's older than me.
She looks good for somebody that's half a century old.
Oh, my God. I'm like decades old.
Yeah, like many four. Decades old.
Oh, my God. I'm like 3.5 decades old.
You're past that.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. Whatever. I don't care. I still look pretty. That night cream at night. I got to get it under the eyes.
What happened to your not in the face policy?
That shit went out the window. I need my shit tight.
She's all I started
really?
Seeing.
Not in the face policy? You don't get it on the face
no.
either?
No.
Dang, you have so many rules.
I've gotten one.
I know. Look at her on that fucking high horse.
I've let two, I think. Yeah, two do that. But I really feel it's degrading. So I don't really like that.
Hey, Cookie already said he was sorry.
Oh, fuck Cookie. We're not ever going to be friends again after that.
She's all those stains never came out.
I don't know. I feel it's not, you can nut anywhere else from the neck down, but like not the face or the hair. I don't know.
In the mouth.
Yeah, inside the mouth. I'll swallow. But not like on my face. Not on my face.
I'm not surprised because
it has to go in the mouth or anywhere from the neck down.
I just don't look surprised because we've already had this conversation.
It's just gross.
Tell her why.
Why me what? It's gross. It feels like it's degrading to a woman. You're like shooting in her face.
She said it's disrespectful.
Nasty. It's disrespectful to a woman. Like, let me nut in your face. See how you like it.
But the gaping asshole's fine. See how you are? It always comes back to your gaping asshole.
No, whatever. No, if you want to try things, we can try things, but not my face.
She's like, my face, I'm suddenly into feet. How about a foot job?
Yo, I have had a foot guy one time. That was disgusting. He's like, ooh, the color I like. Any nuts on my toes?
Hey, you said anywhere but the face.
I know. That's why I said neck down. I don't care, but not the face. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that, babe? Like you don't know. It wasn't you.
Because you're lying.
He's like, bitch, you lying. No, it was somebody a long time ago. Before him. That's gross. Yeah, he had a foot fetish.
I don't know. I don't oppose to it.
I don't either. I'm like, oh, well, but...
No, I'm talking about I don't oppose to getting it on the face, whatever.
You don't like that either?
No,
she said she's not opposed.
What does opposed mean? You know I'm bad.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Don't say that word.
It's not a no for her.
Oh, you like it. You're nasty. I guess if you like it, that's you. But yeah, me, I feel gross. I'm like, ew, it's so sticky. Just nasty on your face.
So what if somebody was like, okay, you like told them not the face, anywhere from the neck down but the face, and then right when it was time they pulled out, they grab you by the wrist, they lift your arm up, and they come right in your armpit.
No. Oh, that's gross. Then that's fine. It's not the face. It's not the face. It's not the face.
What would you do, though? Somebody just like...
Oh, my God.
She'd slap the fucking face mask on real quick and be like, not on the face.
I would be... Right? They should make one of those on Wish.
She's like fucking Dexter. She pulls down the fucking face shield. She's like, all right, go for it.
Splash guard and ships.
I'm fucking dead. A fake shield. Jesus Christ.
Oh, there was this stuff I saw on YouTube. It's like some splash guard, whatever. You spray it or you put it on you. So you can literally throw something and it just like comes off you. Like if nothing was on you. I'm like, I need to get that. If someone wants a splash in my face, it just comes off. Like, and nothing's wrong with my face.
Doesn't
like,
it just come off anyways?
No, but it comes off like if they didn't
you
splash
you. Can't
be you.
Like a fucking normal person and just go like this.
No, because this looks like they didn't even splash you after it comes off. Like, when it does get splashed...
How the fuck
like,
are you going to wash your face after that?
Oh, my God.
The it's soap like is just going to come off.
Babe, help me explain this. It's like a repellent or something, huh, that they
She's
put...
She's never going to be able to put makeup on ever again. It's just going to come off.
Fuck you. Watch, I'm going to get it right now. Shut up.
Repellent.
I want that.
And then can we throw take turns throwing stuff at your face to see if it
yes.
if it really works?
Yes, I oh, want to get yeah. that. I swear to God, I want to get that. I'm going to show you the video right now. It's awesome.
Squanto's like, I'm first.
You can do whatever you want.
He's all, go get your coffee. Go get your coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Then we weren't talking to you.
Ooh. Somebody's getting talked to. Ooh. Okay, it's called, let me see. This is it. Do you remember this one? I said you could get this for me and you can splash on me all you want.
Splash.
Splash on me. Well, I'm not going to say spray me or splash sounds more prettier. Like a little mermaid.
Like a slutty little mermaid.
A little splash on me. Look at that. Boom.
Boom.
Just in case you were wondering, she's looking up pictures of facials.
No. Shut up. Can you see it? No, you can't, huh?
No, not really.
Babe, hold it to her. Right to that camera, please. Thank you, sir. Babe, you're tilting it. She can't see it. You
all
fucked
I see
up.
Is a piece of paper.
Look,
oh.
But it's showing you, see? It just wipes
oh, like
off.
Repellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you could spray on my... But it shows two men standing there. It'll show the video right now. And they throw shit on them.
I don't think we can air shit like that.
They didn't get splashed by that. Like, they got splashed by paint or something.
Probably just like, what is that? Krylon, like, fabric repellent that they use on...
Let me see. It's over.
So let's just spray that shit on your face.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to fast forward it to the man part.
To the man part? What
they
the
show
fuck?
You because they show you eggs. They show you putting it on bread, and it drips right off. It's crazy.
So we put it on your face, so
ooh,
that way
ball.
When people jizz on your face, it just comes off.
They have a cotton ball that they're putting in water right now. And
yeah,
when,
we get the premise of how I it works, that. But why you want to put it on your face versus just wiping it off like a normal person?
Because I don't
we're
want
trying to.
Wrap
our head around.
Because I don't want to. Babe, this
before.
Is it right here. I'm sorry, honey. I want to show them the video of the two guys getting splashed.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There, look. You guys, you're going to get splashed.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I'm the one that showed you this.
Look at, boom, nothing. And he got dirty. See, I don't want to be dirty. I just want it to come right
that
off.
That ship sailed.
I'm not dirty.
The lie detector determined that that,
that
was, a lie.
The truth. And she's telling the truth. Yeah, see? That's what I want. Then
all right, put it on your Amazon list.
I am.
Right.
I already have it. It's on my wish list.
Your wish list.
It's on my next baby registry.
Please don't ever reproduce.
I'm never going to do that. I made sure that'll never happen.
It was that more of a, it was like more of a public service than anything else.
I should have made that happen younger. I wanted to do it at 18. They told me I was crazy.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
See, doctors don't know shit.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and get up one out of here. But it's been fun, guys. Another good show. And next week, we have another one coming up. Might have a guest on. Going to go to a wedding for the cannabis cook. Oh. So... Mixit is going to be there. Cookie's going to be there. We're all going to be drinking, so I'm sure I'll come back with at least one story.
Yay.
Yay.
Just don't burn your penis.
Yeah, I'll try not to like pee and smoke at the same time. That didn't work. But yeah, no, we well, hopefully we'll have a guest in studio and be able to play some of these games that we were talking about towards the end of season two, and you know, maybe have a game day.
Yay, so, game day!
Until next week, take a tote and watch all your worries go up in smoke.